Welcome, my friend, to these next few moments of Bible study together. This is Bob Griggs, and it's my joy and pleasure to be able to come to you once again to share the Word of God with you. It's been a long time since I've been able to make a radio broadcast. Many things have transpired since our last broadcast, and we're delighted to be back with you again and being able to share with you truths from God's Word. Today we're going to be talking about the greatest treasure. Now, treasures are something that many people seek and look for in this world. There are different kinds of treasures that people desire to attain and to grasp after. And the Lord gave instruction and information through the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 6. We read these words that Paul wrote, "And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil." Now you notice he didn't say money was the root of all evil, but the love of money, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And so we see these words of warning that the Apostle Paul gave to Timothy, this young preacher, concerning this matter of the things of this world and the treasures that men seek after here on this earth. I've been reading a book concerning a gold rush that occurred in Canada many years ago, and how that many people went up there, sold everything they had in order to go and seek to find gold. Gold is something that's much sought after even today, and it's considered to be of great value. Many people today, because of our economy and the condition that the world is financially, are purchasing gold, purchasing silver, purchasing various different things to try to shore up their finances and to protect them should an economic collapse come to the United States of America. And this is not only true in the United States, it's true in other countries as well. And yet, beloved, these things in themselves will not be of real value. Did you know the Bible speaking of a time when men will cast their gold and silver into the streets because it will not have any value because of the chaos, the calamity, and the judgment of God that's upon this old world? I want to talk to you about a treasure that's far greater than gold or silver, than money, than the things that this world has to offer. This treasure is found in a book that I have in front of me, and it tells about one who is living and one who is almighty and all-powerful. This book that I have in front of me is the Word of God, the Bible, composed of 66 books written over a period of 1400 to 1500 years by some 40 different men under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. God has given man the way of knowing the truth and being delivered from the bondage of sin. God's written word explains about creation. It tells us about the first man and woman. It talks about sin and death, and it tells us about the future and what's in store in the days that are to come. In Old Testament times, God appeared to men or spoke through men such as prophets like Moses. The first five books of the Bible were written by Moses under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And yet, the Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, lived many centuries after Moses, and yet there's complete unity and continuity between the two books. And so God used men like the judges and kings to lead his people, but he spoke to men mostly through the prophets. We're told here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17 concerning the Word of God and how the Holy Spirit oversaw the writing of the Word of God. We read in verse 16, all Scripture, referring to this book, the Bible, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, meaning spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished, or equipped unto all good works. And so, beloved, God's Word was given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. He's the one that oversaw these 40 different men who came from different walks of life to write the 66 books of the Bible over this period of 1500 to 1600 years. Some of the writers were fishermen, some were farmers, some were kings, uneducated as well as educated by the world. And yet it has unity from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation because it has the same author, which is the Holy Spirit of God. We're told over here in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That is, the Holy Spirit was the one who oversaw the writings of God's Word. And it wasn't just the opinion of some individual who wrote these things down, but he was led and directed by the Holy Spirit. In other words, he was like a scribe or someone that's taking dictation. And the Holy Spirit was the one who impressed upon him what to write. Thus, this book is an inspired, the inspired Word of God. Now, the written Word informs us of the mysteries of life and death. It gives direction and purpose to living. Without knowing the truth it contains, one's life drifts and has little meaning or purpose. There's many people in the world today who are even taking their own life. Even here in the United States of America, statistics tell us that this is on the increase, people committing suicide, because their life is empty. They've tried everything the world has to offer and found no satisfaction. And thus, God's Word instructs us regarding right and wrong. It informs us concerning the past, and it tells us about the future. It gives knowledge and understanding to true wisdom and life after death. It makes known the secrets of one who can fill the void and the emptiness that each person is born with. It has treasures that money cannot buy or earthly wealth cannot fulfill. The written Word of God is the most valuable treasure because it will endure forever. We're told over in the book of Psalm 119 concerning God's Word and its value. In verse 89 of Psalm 119, we read these words, "Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven." Forever, God's Word is settled in heaven. That is, it's going to endure. God's Word's not going to pass away. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, we read these words, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God stands forever." And beloved, that's a wonderful, wonderful fact. God's Word endures and is not going to pass away. We read in Matthew 24 and verse 35 another interesting statement about God's Word. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those words are recorded exactly in Mark chapter 13 and verse 31, and in Luke 21 and verse 33. Why is it repeated? Because, beloved, it's true that the eternal God wants fixed in our minds to understand the value of His Word, how that heaven and earth itself will pass away. God's Word tells us that He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth in the future, because the former heaven and earth will pass away. And so we see how valuable this book is, because it not only tells us about the past and how God worked in men's lives in the past, it not only tells us about where man came from, but it tells us about the future. It tells us about life after death. It tells us who can preserve our life and who can make our life meaningful and give purpose and reason to our life. Beloved, it's the greatest thing in the world to know where you're going when this life is over. I'm not dreading death because I know where I'm going. I know that death is not the end of my existence. I know that death is simply a graduation or a departure from this old earth suit that I'm wearing. And so death's not a horrible experience for a person who knows the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the living Word. You see, the written Word tells us about the living Word. And beloved, that's why this book is so valuable and so important, because it has the key to eternal life. And that's why we're getting into this study, to look into God's Word and consider these wonderful truths. Until next time, goodbye.